From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Israeli police on Tuesday recommended indicting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for bribery, but the Israeli leader, calling the allegations baseless, vowed to remain in office. Robert Berger has more from Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu allegedly accepted nearly $300,000 in gifts from two Jewish billionaires, including cigars, cognac, and jewelry. Police say he also bargained with an Israeli newspaper publisher for more positive news coverage. In exchange, Netanyahu allegedly promised to advance the interests of his benefactors. Minutes after the police published their findings, Netanyahu went on national television to deny any wrongdoing. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Israel's attorney general will now decide whether to charge Netanyahu. Three of the United States' top intelligence officials told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday they have seen Russian activity and intentions to impact 2018 midterm elections in the U.S., CIA Director Mike Pompeo.
Yes, we have seen Russian activity and intentions to have an impact on the next election cycle here.
The intelligence officials said they will share the information with state and local governments and election officials. Ace Magashule, the Secretary General of South Africa's ruling party, says he does not know how President Jacob Zuma will respond to the party's declaration that he must leave office. This